Yo, yo, yo.
What's good?
Check, check, check. J B M on live.
All right, what's happening, man?
Chilling, yo. Today we want to talk about a topic that's been going viral. Apparently, some guy acted out on a lot of bad things to make it seem like something happened that really didn't take place. And everyone was believing him for a while, and now finding out that it was all lies, a lot of betrayal, a lot of hurt to a lot of people, and now it's going viral. Gee, you know about this story?
I'm guessing you mean Jesse Smollett, right? Dude from Empire.
Yes, sir.
Flew into Chicago, said he's going to Subway for a sandwich and got a knuckle sandwich. Yeah, the whole situation, man, from jump kind of sounded a little odd, right? Because I mean, I don't think you had a lot of time to read about it, but for whatever reason, he went to Chicago. It was like 2 a.m., he got hungry, said, you know, he's going to go hit Subway real quick, get something to eat.
Yeah.
Now, on the way out the store, he was jumped by two guys. These guys reportedly were wearing Make America Great Again hats. And, you know, they kind of approached him as soon as they came out, calling him, you know, some derogatory terms and recognized him from the show.
So hold up. From Subway, he got jumped outside of Subway?
Yeah, apparently as soon as he was exiting Subway, these two dudes called him out like they knew who he were.
Okay.
And it's like, that kind of raised an eyebrow to me, because if these dudes were, you know, some anti-gay or some racist,
right.
I mean, would they watch the show enough to really, like, catch a dude walking out of the store?
Right.
And know it's him? You know, like, that did kind of, but, all right, you know, it's a popular show, right? So. But apparently, you know, they put a rope around his neck. They got wrestling, all that stuff.
Hold on. They put a rope around his neck.
They put a rope around his neck. Apparently, poured some fluid on it on him. I don't know if it was bleach or what. I don't know. They poured something on him, and they went to squabbing. Now these dudes had masks, and I thought, you know, in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
That's kind of. Chicago's rough, but I'm like, for dudes to be carrying around ropes, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not like in the middle of the country.
Right.
Dudes be carrying around ropes and recognizing dudes from pretty much a black TV show.
So, and,
you know, it's kind of threw me, but yeah, go ahead.
Was the people who, all right, no, you could go ahead with the story, because I have a couple questions, because I read the story really quickly. Mm-hmm. I see keep popping up, but it was like 2 a.m. Then
right.
Said someone lied, like the
Yeah, so to make a long story short, you know, police came out with a report later that these dudes were, in fact, not white supremacists or anti-gay. They were two Nigerian dudes, and they've worked with him before on the set of Empire. So that completely made everybody go from
J B M.
Why pre? Not much.
Yeah, yo. We're here just thinking about a few things. Mr. G.
What's good?
All right. Welcome to the JBM Tequila. All right, we're gonna make this one quick, because everybody's gotta go to the gym at some point in their life. Today we had a little article that popped up that everybody's been talking about, and I figured we could probably use this as an example of what to be mindful of and things that are going on in our lives, you know. For a lot of people, the first thing that they see, they believe. And we have a prime example of why we have to always look and analyze and actually make an educated guess and not just go with the first thing that we see. And I feel like this topic is about a gentleman who got beat up and went viral. And it turned out to be a lie. And a lot of people were saying a lot of stuff and believing this guy. And a lot of feelings were hurt and a lot of betrayal happened. And now this is like a big topic that's been going on. Do you guys know about it?
Talking about Jesse Smollett, dude from Empire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I've seen it.
Yeah, you heard about it?
Yeah, I've seen it on media.
Kind of crazy, man. Dude, seemed like, you know, dude went to the store, basically got jumped, and then turns around and police saying it's a setup, you know what I mean? And basically has him looking kind of crazy right now. But it just shows the power of social media, because initially everybody rushed to his side when it happened, which is natural. But then everybody made a 180 once police said that, you know what I mean, he orchestrated it. And right now I feel like most people don't really know what happened. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that don't make sense. Regardless of what side you stand on, just some things are just like, you know, what's his motive? It wouldn't make sense. So many things kind of stand out.
So my thing was, he acted like he got jumped and he was working with the people that actually did the jumping. And what did he get out of it?
Right. So the backstory is what the police are saying is that he paid them dudes to pretend that they were, you know, Trump supporters and jump him, right? Make it a hate crime. The police are saying is that this was a setup because he's upset about his salary on the show Empire. I just don't see how that correlates.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You see what I'm saying? Now, there was a check that the police said he wrote to these dudes, but it also came out, you know, because of text messages and other things that corroborated that. And in fact, that was what he paid them for personal training. You know, they've been making like meal plans and stuff like that for him because he was trying to, you know, get swole for a music video.
Yeah.
So that's what he actually paid them for. Now, they did say, you know, he paid us, you know, more than we expected. So, but they didn't think it would be anything extra, you know, going on.
My thing is, what, like, I don't know much about the entire thing. I'm just now starting to kind of get a grasp of what the hell's going on. But, like, as far as the salary goes, like, how is a hate crime going to boost his salary?
And that's the thing. I don't see how that would help him. If anything, I mean, right now, he may get knocked off the show because of whatever blowback. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just didn't seem like it would equate to getting more money.
Right. So, like, how did it go viral? Like, was it?
Well, initially, you know, the whole hate crime idea. You know what I'm saying? He went out in the hospital. It was, you know, right now racial tension is high, right, due to the 45 and the fact that they were wearing "Make America Great Again" hats and calling them racial slurs and homosexual slurs and. It seemed as though it was race and sexuality based. But on the other side of it, the fact that it was possibly staged, I feel like would hurt both causes in terms of minority and the gay lesbian community, because there are a lot of hate crimes and things that go on that, you know, people don't want to believe. They don't want to believe that this was done because of racial motivated reasons or someone's sexuality. So when you cry wolf like that, it really hurts, you know, whole groups of people, because it's like let's say a woman falsely claimed, you know, rape.
Yeah.
You know, not only does that hurt the person that you said that about, but it also hurts those that have gone through that, because they don't often get, you know, the believed right off the bat. There's always a level of scrutiny that people come with when you say that. So I feel a lot of people almost feel burned by it, even though we still don't know what's the truth.
I haven't really even got the full information on it, but when I started hearing about now he paid somebody, I was like, okay, well, this is just, it just doesn't make any sense. And I was just like, yeah, I'm done with that.
Yeah, that's just crazy, yo.
Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah. G just left out for a sec there, but what do you learn from this, Ricardo? What do you feel like we could learn from this whole scenario? Because I feel like each individual have things that they've gone through in life that shapes either the economy, shapes the individual, shapes the family, shapes the person. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think we could get from this? I as far as what I'm hearing so far, I could say it seems like there's a lot of questions as to why before I could even say, you know, like, why would someone, like, what's the real, like, I could understand faking death or faking a rape or something like that. You know what I mean? Or like a kidnap for like money or something like that. But I just don't understand the motive. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint, like, what can we learn from this?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't think we can learn it. The only thing we can probably take from this is don't believe what's on social media. I mean, that's probably the only thing that I would probably take from it. Don't believe the hype and everything that you read and see on social media, because it's just like the regular media that we see every day. It's not who gets it right. It's just who gets it out there first.
Right. And a lot of people are guilty of that. So that is right. You're right. This is something that we could definitely, you know, definitely learn from. G.
What's up, man?
We're saying, what can we take from this? What, like, what can we really learn from this incident?
I feel like there's pros and cons, right? I like the fact that people were quick to show humanity and run to dude's aid. But at the same time, it also shows how quick we are to change our tune. You know what right. I mean? Social media is powerful. And when you're only getting one side of the story or only getting parts of it, it can be dangerous to rush to a decision, you know what I mean, before you know everything. You know, we often will take what we hear and go with it, and we got to slow down, right? When it comes to, like, people's lives, people's careers, things that have a big impact, we need to know everything before we, or as much as we can, before right. we make any sort of a stand.
So do you feel like you could relate this to being judged?
All the time. I mean, it's very easy when people hear one side of the story to go ahead and assume that that's the truth. But you know what I mean? There's three sides to every story.
Yeah.
Right? Yours, his, and in the middle. So, yeah, that could be applied to any situation where someone is a victim or someone is in a predicament, because you don't know what led to that. You don't know all the dynamics around it. And you know, as a friend, yeah, you always want to take a side, but sometimes you have to be a little bit more objective and look at get all the facts before you can really give a proper
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, I kind of relate it to, like, as far as being judged, it's kind of like a guy walks in with, like, a shorts and flip-flop, and everybody's kind of like eyes in him, and then another guy pass him in like Jordans, the freshest Jordans, probably like a luxury car, and automatically you feel like that guy is doing better than the other guy.
Mm.
It's kind of like a like, that's kind of similar how I see it. Like, people are quick to judge, people are quick to, you right. know, the first thing they see on social media, the first thing that they hear, they don't second guess. Like, I feel like back in the days, like our parents, they're mm-hmm. always second guessing. They're always looking right. for another way. They're always trying to figure it out. They're always
right.
cross referencing. They're always just making sure that they cross their I's and dot their T's. But I feel like now more than ever, the people that we're around and our actual 2019, you know, moving forward, is kind of more so everything is posted on social media. Like, I could go on social media real quick and I could tighten up my abs as hard as possible and take a picture and post whatever. And I'm like, you know, I could probably draw like $1,000 out of the bank and walk around with it every day, or buy fake money and post in front of a Lambo and just say whatever I want to say and people will believe it. And there's a, like a lot of people out there like that.
Right.
It just sucks. Yeah.
I would almost go as far as to say that social media landed R. Kelly in the situation he's in. Not that, you know, he doesn't deserve to be where he is, but dude's been having this behavior from 20 years ago. I remember when I was young hearing about him and Aaliyah. Right? Yeah. So, like, this something that's spanning decades.
I just found out that him and Aaliyah was, like, I literally watched that whole thing because of this, you know, because I don't really follow R. Kelly like that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't watch documentaries or interviews.
Yeah, I mean, he's old school.
Yeah, yo, when this thing went viral, I actually sat down and watched the documentary and I realized that he married Aaliyah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she was like, what, 15? Something like that, 14?
Yeah.
She was a child. I mean, it's like, you know, and he's been behaving like that, as far as we know, ever since. But it seems as though social media is able to sway public knowledge and public attention to a point where people are paying attention, because back then, I mean, I was little too, so I kind of thought it was weird, but nobody was making a fuss. But now, you know, everybody's is bugging out.
Yeah, for real.
The whole way that I feel about it when it comes down to social media is I think social media has completely ruined our generation.
Yo,
like
a second that,
like, honestly, bro, and when you actually look at the statistics of what we're facing today to what the previous generation faced, and you know, a generation is 40 years, so when you actually look at the statistics based on it, it's like divorce, first time marriages on divorces, right? Today's time, it's around 50%, so it's like flipping a coin.
Yep.
Second time marriages, it goes up to 60%.
Damn.
Third time marriages is right underneath that 70. Wow. That 70.
Why even bother for the third, bro?
You know what I mean? And you know the craziest thing about it is because we as human beings, we adapt so quickly that by the time the second or third time come around, as soon as we get a hint,
bro,
right,
what we ran from, we're done with that. Yep. We're not tolerating.
Yep.
Tolerance is beaten down. And that's the same thing with social media, because we adapt so quickly that we see people portray a certain image or do a certain thing that we don't like, especially if it's our significant other. Social media is right in, if you look at the court records, the number one reason for divorce today is still financial, but right in the top three is social media.
And that's crazy.
And it's easy, and it's coming up more and more in divorce cases today.
That's crazy. Yeah.
What I try and tell people is that don't follow social media like it's real life.
Exactly.
It's like a highlight reel. It's like a snapshot of what somebody wants to show you at that given time. And more than likely, it's a highlight. They're not showing you, you know what I mean, when things is dragging and they got, you know, yelled at by their boss or whatever. No, they're showing you when they, you know, on a trip. Or when they bought something, or you know, it's kind of made to draw attention and show off, and it gives people an unrealistic view of someone else's life. If you compare yourself to what you see on social media, you'd always feel inadequate because you're only seeing highlights.
Yeah, you're right. I remember one time back in the days, yo, when I was single and ready to roll. And social media, I remember first time having Instagram, and Instagram was just now picking up because I didn't take it seriously when it first came out because people was kind of new to it. And I remember when it started booming and a lot more people start having Instagram, I remember going up to this girl in the gym and we're talking and she's like, oh, yeah, you got Instagram? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she's like, yo, add me. I was like, all right. And I put on my Instagram, yo, and I got like following 200 people, followed by 14 people, and she's like, "Oh, only 14 people follow you? I don't think I'll add you." I'm like, "What the?"
Wow.
The thing,
on your followers.
The thing about that, though, man, is because one thing I hate about, and I mean, I don't even use the word hate unless I use it in its purest sense. I hate how people have access to you through these different revenues at any given point of the day, at any given point in time. If you don't set the right parameters, they can always get through to you through one of these means. And I hate that with a passion, because it's such a violation in the personal realm that we have when we actually spend quality time and we're actually with the people who actually matter in our lives. And then people can just easily get through to you through messaging or Snapchat or video calling you randomly. And like all that stuff is just so, it's just, it, ugh.
Yeah, it's rough, yo.
Yeah, I hate it. I freaking hate it.
It's like it sucks because they're playing with your dopamine, really.
That's what it is.
You know, they're just playing with the happiness that you feel commenting positively on it. You don't get that walking around naturally, because a lot of people they'll approach you on social media faster than they will engage you in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that like, or you get that perk, or you get, so you post a picture and you get 1,000 likes within a day, you're like, holy shit, because you reach out to a wider audience that's easy to access from just a touch of a button. You don't even have to say anything. They could literally just touch a button and boom, you get 1,000 likes. Now your dopamine level is high. You feel happy. You feel like you're the shit. You know, you're rolling around in your mind thinking, oh, I just got 1,000 likes, so everybody else in this room sucks because I'm such and such.
Hey,
but
you know,
in reality, 1,000 people is not really going to walk up to you and say, yo, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. So it's like you don't get that dopamine. Even if you're a badass person, whether male or female, and successful in whatever you're trying to do, in real life, the majority of people who are actually going to walk up to you and be like, hey, I really like what you're doing. Hey, continue doing this. It's very rare. You know, if they think it.
You know, so, it's crazy that you actually say dopamine, bro. And that rush of excitement, if you actually look into it, because I'm not even going to lie. I used Facebook to help promote a lot of the businesses that I associate myself with when it comes to, like, catering towards certain demographics.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do, and it's freaking genius. It's probably the most, you can track all the numbers of who you're hitting as well too. But they use algorithms that they use in casinos, and it's supposed to make the same algorithms that's supposed to trigger to make you addictive.
Wow.
And that's the reason why, if you actually look into the research and the numbers behind this, like just Google how often people unlock their phone or visit or open Facebook a day. The first time I try to get away from it, subconsciously, when I pick up my phone, I naturally would drift towards Facebook and just click on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when I knew this was an issue, and I deleted it for like, I think I took it off for like 3 months or so. And then I can't.
You better than me. You better than me, man. I told Ricky at the beginning of the year, yo, I'm going to take a break from social media.
Yeah.
I think the second week, yo, I had to jump back on to check something out, and then after that, I kept checking, kept checking, kept checking.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very easy for it to become just a normal thing,
right?
To do just every once in a while, check back, check your timeline, see what this group is doing. You know, it's crazy when you think a few years ago, before social media was like this,
right?
And we had it on our phones. We didn't have our phones out 24/7,
right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that, you know.
What happened, like, if you look at it today, how many times have you been out on the street and you see kids outside playing? Just actually outside, just having fun. Or when you're out in a social setting, you don't see everybody on their phones.
Now, you got to tell kids now.
You know?
You got to tell them, go outside. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, I was begging to go outside and do something. You know what I mean? But now, you got to pretty much tell them, like, Go be active, because they'll just sit on the electronics, whether it's a tablet or a phone, a video game. It's a whole different. Now, mind you, I had video games going on.
I looked up recently the other day, like some negative effects of social media, because you know, like the iPhones come with this now. You could have screen time and it monitors pretty much what you do on your phone.
Yeah.
I guess it's trying to cut down on certain things like social media. So it'll tell you how many hours you spend per week on social media or how much screen time you spent on emails or something like that. And a couple of things I found out that were like why social media is bad for you. On the list of things I saw is like it helps with or increases depression and anxiety in a lot of people. I also heard that it helps or increase, or it doesn't help, but it increases like cyberbullying for like younger folks. Like, you know, people like discourage you from doing certain things because they're like saying negative things, or they, you don't get as much like, or they make you feel like shit, you know, because people could just text whatever, type whatever and send it to you.
All right.
Another thing I list was fear of missing out, which is for me, that is like probably number one, because a lot of times if you follow something or you follow someone or I guess anything that you're interested in and they constantly post, you feel like you're always inclined to go check to see what's new. And if you don't check it, you always kind of feel a little bit guilty. Happened to you before?
Yeah, it has. I mean, honestly, I always encourage like fasting. You gotta, too much of anything is never a good thing.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit there.
No, I said I always try to encourage when it comes to social media or anything that you gotta fast. You know, too much of anything is never good. So,
right,
take some. Like, take time away from this type of stuff, man. Actually, if you're out in a social setting or you're out at a park, actually enjoy the environment and be there in the moment. Because this whole social media thing is just getting ridiculous. It's getting from bad to worse.
You're right.
And it's horrible. I mean, it's to the point now where I really try to operate without being on it. And that screen time does help a lot, because if it shows that you're going down in the percentages at your weekly report,
right,
it really does help a lot. I mean, you know, it's bad when the creator of these devices didn't even want them in their home.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
what we all need to work on and kind of monitor even closer than normal, because as of today, you know, February 2019, we all know that this is, feels like we're in the midst of it, yo, but this is just the beginning of technology, social media, and God knows what else. Right, G? Like, you feel like from now, we might feel like, oh my God, social media, but yo, all that's happening from now forward is technology, more things to do, more ways to spend your time, more distractions, things like that. So it's just good to be conscious, you know?
Right.
Agreed. And life is too precious and beautiful. Time is the most precious commodity that we have. So
yeah,
we actually have to just cherish that a lot more.
You're right.
Wow.
So G, you want to add anything?
Technical difficulty. So I missed a few minutes of the conversation there, man. Overall, just, you know, I think that the main takeaway I had from the whole Jesse Smollett situation, man, is we can't be quick to judge, and also we need to be supportive, you know, of those who need support.
Yeah.
We don't know what issues dude might have going on. Recently came out, he has some drug problems. Who knows to what extent if that's true, if that's a defense.
Right.
But there's a bigger issue here that needs to be addressed outside of did he get jumped or not, right? Because whether it's true or false, end of the day, it was motivated by something that we don't really know about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We would love to see other people's reaction to this and to everything that we just spoke about. All our listeners, if you could chime in, give us your thoughts on all the topics that we just covered. There's a lot more to go. We might end up doing another podcast and basically something similar or how everything develops after this. But from the key points that we just listed, I think everything that we just talked about is very important, and it will help everyone succeed, well-being, awareness, and just how to monitor yourself in general in a better way.
Yeah, and I just got one last thing to put out there before we actually end wrap up. I try to view situations like that from a point of empathy and sympathizing with individuals, because you never know anyone's motives. So I try to look at it from all angles, all spectrums, because let's say he really was assaulted. Now he's facing charges for being assaulted. Could you imagine being in someone's shoes? You just literally got your behind whooped and assaulted, the thing is, nearly killed for being a certain way. And now you're facing charges for speaking about it. How does that encourage the next person who actually goes through what you just went through to actually say, hey, I was taken advantage of, whether it be, or you could look at it from the spectrum of he's lying.
Right.
Right.
Let's say he is lying, but then again, how does that tarnish the people who actually are going through that struggle, actually really experience it, who don't even have the platform that he has?
Yeah.
To come up and speak up now and say, hey, I was assaulted and I need help dealing with this because I can't pull through on this on a day-to-day basis and I need help. So people really got to sit down and think about what they're really affecting in the long run for their short-term games. That's all I really got to say.
That's true. At a time when everybody thinks being a savage is the way you got to be, it's important to remember that everyone's a human. You know what I mean? You know, you don't have to be open to everyone, but those that you care about, you know, they need some, you know what I mean? Some time, some conversation, it's okay to check on your boy, check on your homegirl, whatever, make sure they're okay. Cause we always say, yeah, we good. Even when we not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just that conversation or just that 20 minute sit down might relieve a whole bunch of stress that could have went somewhere, you know, south.
Facts. You're right. And people sometimes when they lash out or weigh their opinions in, one, you have to be careful what you're saying because you don't know the truth and you really don't do your research. So you just blur out something and you might be affecting the people who are really affected by something like this. And then two, you know, it's just be careful what you say sometimes. Like today, for example, very small, you might not be able to relate with this story, but it's the only one that actually really happened just a few hours ago. But like, for example, I was coming out of the parking garage from my work, long ass day, 9 hours shift, which for a lot of people, that's normal. And I came through the guard gate, you know, you have to show your ticket or your badge and they open the gate. She was waiting. Mm-hmm. She kind of was like an Asian girl. So, you know, they're kind of quick. So she looked over and then she stopped and I'm like, did I do something wrong? And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I was like, you're welcome for what? Mm. Smiling, you know, because there's a lot of people who came through here and they're rushing out the garage and they're like quick to be aggressive. Like, hey, are you going to open up or hey, or get my attention just to get out? And they haven't even said hi to me all day. I don't know if she's going through a rough day on the side, but that's just, for me, that's like kind of like an example of like, you know, you just have to be careful what you say to people. Because what if I was like that last straw that just be like, hey, are you going to open the gate? Like, I work here. What the, you know?
Right.
You just never know, you know? So always kind of.
What else? Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, you said it, bro. You don't know.
Just don't know.
You just don't know.
So, yeah. So we're going to leave it with that. Thank you, Gaza men. we will have another JBM coming up soon. Actually, want to know or give the listeners a quick, probably summary of maybe something we could talk about next time, three of us, because I believe this is the first time all three of us was on the podcast together. So that's pretty significant.
No, we've been on three before, but the discussion was different.
Yeah, it was different. It was definitely different.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a financial discussion.
Oh, right. Yes, that's right. I'm getting old.
I think it would be kind of cool, yo, to ask the ladies what they want to hear from men's perspective, yo. Any ladies?
That's true.
And maybe get
a lady on here.
Yeah, that was
ladies.
Nice. Yeah, ladies, you know, pick our brains. Let's give you the
have
wrong,
a battle of the sexes.
Ladies. Ladies.
You this know,
this is your only chance, man.
And we're gonna tell you the raw truth from a perspective of a man. I think so. This will be fun.
What y'all go through when dating? What you guys?
Ooh, damn.
Just things that we as men don't think about.
Yeah. Shots fired. Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew. I got a couple questions myself. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up, yo. Thank you, and listeners, let us know what you think. We out.
Bap, bap.
J-B-M.